1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Strong winds and tornadoes are now tearing through Iowa, causing extensive damage in several communities. Meteorologist Chris Bruins with the Weather Channel.
We've got watches stretch all the way down into parts of Missouri and Arkansas, but here in Iowa, this seems to be the bulk of where we'll see the worst conditions. That's where torcons are the highest. Also into southwest Wisconsin and southern parts of Minnesota, torcon of 7. That's a notable threat here. The storms will move through quickly, and once they clear you, the threat is done and we will clear out very nicely.
Tornado watches in several states are in effect through later tonight. The defense rested its case in Donald Trump's criminal trial today without testimony from the former president. That means closing arguments will happen next week, and after that, jury deliberations. CBS's Graham Cates tells us jury instructions could be tricky.
It can seem kind of dry. They're really parsing out word by word the exact script that the judge is going to read to the jury and explaining to them the laws and what their purpose is in deliberating.
Prosecutors have accused Trump of falsifying documents in a scheme to influence the 2016 presidential election. Trump denies it. A not guilty plea from former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani today in a fake electors case in Arizona.
Giuliani appeared virtually for his arraignment in a Phoenix courtroom.
Would you please state your name?
Rudolph Giuliani.
And your date of birth?
May 28, 1944.
Giuliani said he doesn't have an attorney at this time, but will. His trial will take place in October. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
CBS News projects Trump and President Biden will win their respective primaries in Kentucky, and we've still got a few hours till polls close in Oregon. But CBS's Stacey Lynn reports Fulton County DA Fani Willis is projected to win her primary in Georgia.
Willis, who's the prosecutor in Donald Trump's Georgia election case, faced a challenge for the second time from Democrat Christian Wise Smith, a former prosecutor in the Fulton County District Attorney's Office. Willis is expected to take on Republican Courtney Kramer, a former legal intern and consultant in the Trump administration.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he's willing to work with Senate Republicans on how to handle an arrest warrant request for Israeli leaders from the International Criminal Court.
We want to work with you on a bipartisan basis to find an appropriate response. I'm committed to doing that.
Blinken says it could complicate a potential ceasefire deal. And cicadas have arrived in some Chicago suburbs now. A lot of people hearing that noise. But millions are expected to emerge over the next few weeks all over the country. This is CBS News.